When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Greeny with Mike Greenberg, the podcast.
Greeny on ESPN Radio and on the ESPN app. Chris Carlin, Courtney Cronin today with you. Good morning, Courtney.
Good morning, Chris. It's been a minute.
It has been a minute. We've got just so much to tackle this morning, including plenty on the NFL. Diana Rossini is going to join us, the very latest on Lamar, the very latest on Aaron Rodgers. We also have to get to Dear Diana, so if you need your life advice, you need your life straightened out, this is the place to come. But right now, in the NBA, there truly is just one area where we have to focus.
Here we go! Go!
Only one place to start.
Backs up but doesn't shoot. Across the way to Green. Takes a pass to Hardaway. He'll drive. Around Monk. Wrap around. Left corner. Kyrie. Rainbow! Oh, man! Did he bring rain with that?
Yeah, because Fox got out of there on him.
31 for Kyrie!
And so the Mavericks win last night, but that's not good. That's courtesy of 97-1, the Freak in Dallas. Courtney, the Mavericks at this point have really no possible thing to benefit from making the playoffs because they're going to lose their draft pick, the number one pick that they have, to the Knicks if it is outside the top 10. If they tank it here the last few games, they can make it a top 10 pick, they can keep it, and they can start to build toward the future. That's part of the drama. And, of course, they go out and win last night. Then yesterday, Mark Cuban comes out and says, well, we never really had a chance to keep Jalen Brunson. We tried to do it many times. And that feels like revisionist history. And they're still talking about Jalen Brunson. And Luka looks miserable. Courtney, this thing is an absolute disaster. And the Knicks have benefited from the whole thing because you saw the effect that Brunson had this last year on the Mavericks, and you're seeing the effect he has on the Knicks this year.
Yeah, I mean, this is not a team in New York that's fighting for a spot in the play-in tournament. This is a team that is firmly in the mix in the Eastern Conference, and Dallas not so much. The experiment that they are dealing with right now in Kyrie Irving looks like an abject failure. And by the time this is all said and done, who knows if Kyrie Irving stays in Dallas, even though this impromptu media session that Mark Cuban held last night before they beat the Kings, he was talking about it is a priority for them to re-sign Kyrie Irving and to keep him there because he is in the last year of his contract. We'll see what happens there. Jalen Brunson being the topic of conversation for a team that he doesn't even play with anymore, Chris, is funny when you think about it. Like when Luka was asked about it earlier this week, like, do you miss him? And I'm paraphrasing here. The answer was yes. And you can see why, because they had every chance to re-sign him. I know what Mark Cuban is saying. There's points along the way, though, that negate all that he is trying to point and say, oh, it's Rick Brunson's fault. I mean, the easiest thing to do is blame the father who the Knicks hired in the middle of the season last year to become an assistant. Say, oh, well, there was a natural tie for him there. He was leaving anyways. But what if you go back to prior to the 2021-22 season when they could have signed Brunson to that four-year extension, which was around $56 million, and that was a deal Brunson said he would have accepted, and that he also said last year at midseason, right around the time of the trade deadline, he would have signed that same extension, which I don't understand where Mark Cuban is lining up his facts here. It certainly feels like revisionist history and maybe some alternative facts that are being thrown into the mix. I don't know, do we still use that term? But it's funny in a way. It's sad for Dallas Mavericks fans to see this whole experiment, the way that they've tried to make it work, fail in a terrible way. And I just don't know where they go in the offseason, considering how much is at stake the next, you know, couple months in trying to figure out the pieces you're going to be able to retain.
The worst thing you can do is talk about the past. It's the worst thing that you can do, especially, like, we're not talking about Rick, about Jalen Brunson when the Mavericks are playing the Knicks. We already had that. That was, you know, a month, 2 months ago. Now we are at the end of the season. There are two games left in the season, and you're talking about this. And just to be clear, here's where it all started the other day. This is what you referenced, Luka being asked about this.
How much have you guys missed Brunson?
A lot. I mean, you know, amazing guy, amazing player, you know, for sure.
You know, Courtney, that one, that felt like laying the groundwork. That felt like, and you as a reporter know that this happens occasionally to some, but that felt like somebody around Luka kind of nudged a reporter and says, hey, you should ask him about Brunson. You should ask him about that. Kind of trying to lay that groundwork for starting to figure out if he can find his way out this summer or to be a big part of the conversation. Maybe I'm reading into it too much, but that's what that felt like.
Well, there's been a lot of blame heaped on Mark Cuban, and Luka, in some respects, has been able to get off scot-free because how can you blame a player, Chris, that's scoring 40 points in a loss? And when you look at it a little bit closer, you can see that there's ways that Luka could probably have done things differently once Kyrie Irving gets there. And maybe even before that, when they determine, hey, we're not going to be able to keep Jalen Brunson last year in free agency, things that Luka could have done to alter his game. And I think Luka realized that he is kind of part of the outlier conversation. And this is his way to be like, hey, I wanted to keep him. You know, he's a great guy. He was a big part of what we did. And think about how much better they went to a Western Conference Finals with him last year. Like, how do you get out of that and try to say, well, it's not me. Look, like, I really miss the guy that we could have kept. We could have tried a little bit harder to keep him in the fold when it was so apparent that this was their priority number one last offseason. And then they don't. I'm going to show you how sad I am and how frustrated I am about this happening, and to put pressure potentially on the front office, on Nico Harrison, Jason Kidd, Mark Cuban, to fix this once and for all. Otherwise, I'm going to be thinking about my future and that it might not be in a Dallas Mavericks uniform much longer.
I thought it was pretty interesting to see Woj last night on NBA Countdown lay it out again, just to remind everybody, after that Cuban conversation yesterday, exactly how it all went down. You alluded to it. Here's the actual timeline itself.
Listen, Dallas offered about $5 million a year less in free agency to keep Jalen Brunson. Now, you would understand at that point, you saw the Knicks playing space staff, they knew the relationships, but you probably thought, and maybe rightly so at that point, he was gone. But the Mavs did have opportunity to sign Jalen Brunson. They didn't. And now it's very difficult for this organization. They do not have assets, and they let an all-star walk out the door, an all-star who would have stayed.
So the opportunity was there in every single way. And now they have Kyrie, who, watch him against the against the Lakers a couple of weeks ago. After the Lakers beat the Mavericks, he was more celebrating with the Lakers about the win than he was with his own team at that point. He's as good as gone. They could lose this pick that if they end up finishing 11th. So that eliminates another asset. I mean, Courtney, the Mavericks are in a disastrous position, and it's amazing that you have to give the Knicks credit on this front, because when they went to sign Jalen Brunson this offseason, there was this feeling of, okay, he's pretty good, we like him, he's going to help us, okay, but where's Donovan Mitchell? You know, why didn't we go trade for Donovan Mitchell? Jalen Brunson shows what an effect that he had on the Mavericks going to the conference finals last year. Now, by the way, he's playing at the moment with the Knicks and everything he's doing for them, it's very clear that the Mavericks severely undervalued him.
100%. And I want to go back to something Woj said. If I heard that correctly, the Mavs, once we knew what the number was going to be for the Knicks, and that came out obviously later when he signed that 4-year contract, that they offered $5 million less, like in total there. That's absurd, because Cuban, in this press conference, this impromptu thing he did before the game last night, claimed that the team was never given a chance to re-sign him during the summer, and he said that, you know, it was BS if he believed they were despite the team holding on to Brunson's bird rights, which would allow you to offer more money and the additional year than any other team when Brunson reached unrestricted free agency. So he was claiming that they didn't know what to bid for. Well, I think that it was pretty obvious considering the lack of a market there. Like, it was Jalen Brunson as one of the top free agents last offseason. Everybody else was trying to get traded out of their spots. So if you're talking about people in unrestricted free agency, I don't think it was that hard to figure out what the number could have been. And if you're thinking, oh, well, we don't want to outbid for somebody, well, look at where your team is now. Look at the trade assets you gave up to get Kyrie Irving. I mean, think about what you did on the defensive end, letting Dorian Finney-Smith, like a great 3-and-D player, go. And now you're in a situation where you have no defense and you have no bench and you have two dominant on-ball players who can't seem to mesh in this system, where you had a good formula, a recipe for success last year with Jalen Brunson and Luka Doncic, and you said, you know, that might not be worth it to us long term. I think they've undervalued Jalen Brunson, or they did in the process, dating back to the start of the 2021-2022 season. I don't know what the issue was, if there was something that was more of a political thing internally. Very clearly, not just because of the Leon Rose connection and the Rick Brunson connection, the Knicks valued that. They valued being able to put somebody like that in their backcourt to boost where they were a year ago, where they were fighting to get into the postseason, and now they're firmly in it. Somebody made the right decision. Somebody ended up getting egg on their face, and that person's Mark Cuban right now.
Here's what I want to know. At this point, is this now going to become Luka this summer, putting himself at a standoff with the Mavericks management? What are we doing, fellas? And if we're not doing something that I like, it's time for me to force my way out of here. I think Luka deserves blame in all this. I am not going to be shocked if this becomes a real discussion this summer, that the Mavericks will be in a position where they have to trade him because he wants his way out.
They're going to become the Brooklyn Nets of the 2023 offseason. A lot of toxicity, a lot of drama, a lot of players wanting out.
Yep. Not good. Not good. It's Courtney Cronin, Chris Carlin in for Greeny on ESPN Radio and on the ESPN app. We are just getting started. On the way, we have gotten to the point where the Ravens are hardly even fielding questions about Lamar. Greeny, presented by Progressive Insurance. For a job you'll love, visit progressive.com/careers. So, do you need to figure something out in your life? I would clearly advise you to send it to us right now with the hashtag Dear Diana, because Diana Rossini will be along in just moments to solve all of the problems of your life, including what the hell's going on with the Ravens. It's all next. It is Courtney and Carlin in for Greeny on ESPN Radio and on the ESPN app.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors. I do, you do, we all do. Big, small, and when we keep them bottled up, as I sometimes have had happen in the past, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/Greeny today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/Greeny, GREENY.
Greeny, the podcast.
Diana Rossini, ESPN NFL insider, joins us right now in just moments. Dear Diana, on the way to answer questions about how to fix your life. But first, Diana, what is up with the Ravens? Why will they not even answer questions about this at this point? For those who didn't hear it, I'll play it for you from yesterday's press conference when somebody attempted to ask a question about Lamar Jackson.
With respect to this being about the draft and everything, just with the Lamar stuff that's going on.
Hey, guys.
Are you all looking at quarterbacks?
Alex. This is about the draft. Just move off the
Lamar
question. We're not going to answer more questions today. Okay?
About the draft. Are you looking at quarterbacks differently because of the situation that's going on?
Yeah, I don't think we really are.
Yeah, so it's basically a good question, and you actually got a good answer out of it, Diana. What do you make of this whole situation right now? Are the Ravens just sick of it all?
Yeah, I wish my life advice would extend to Baltimore because it seems like they could use a little counsel. But, you know, they obviously have a plan in place here, and you know, yesterday's draft luncheon, and for those listening, every year around this time, each NFL team has their GM and sometimes even their head coach available to take questions from the media to get you ready for the draft. And Eric DaCosta, the general manager of the Baltimore Ravens, didn't really take any time to talk to reporters at the league meetings last week, where we had an opportunity to talk to most GMs. So this was really the first time we were hearing from him, and the fact that he never even said the word Lamar Jackson, and obviously Chad Steele, their head of the communications, was very specific about how he wanted the questions to go, and he did not want Eric DaCosta to have to take any questions about Lamar. And look, Chris, some of this could be negotiation tactic, right? This could be them trying not to show their cards to Lamar Jackson's camp. But what's interesting to me is up until now, every single thing you hear out of Baltimore, usually stemming from their head coach John Harbaugh, is that Lamar Jackson's their quarterback. They believe in him. He's their guy. He's the future, all of that, right? They've never wavered. Even last week at the league meetings, you know, as soon as Coach sat down and Lamar tweeted about requesting a trade back on March 2nd. So the Ravens have done a great job of handling this. And then yesterday just came off a little bizarre. Do I think that they're going to draft a quarterback in the first round? I really don't. Could I be wrong? Absolutely, I could be wrong. I don't get that sense that that's really what they're going for. But I think what it tells you is where these negotiations stand. I think it gives you a little, it sheds a little light that maybe the Ravens are thinking, we got to think past Lamar Jackson next year.
They seem rattled. I mean, that's how I took it when I hear that exchange between PR and the reporter, and he's eventually allowed to ask his question. But this is a team, like you said, who's answered questions about Lamar Jackson up until this point where they say draft only, even though this factors in. So I get it, keeping their options open. Like, yeah, we might draft a quarterback in the first round. Maybe that's a negotiation tactic. But realistically, we've heard the Patriots chatter for a while now. Is there any movement on that front that could potentially yield a decision on where Lamar Jackson's going to be, whether it's with New England, whether it's somewhere else, before we get to April 27th?
Court, I haven't heard of anything legit about the Patriots' interest in Lamar Jackson. I think there's been some fun chatter. I think, obviously, Meek Mill's text messages with Robert Kraft, the owner, all of that, I think, was fodder. From what I can gather, after having multiple conversations with people all around the league stemming from last week in Arizona, Baltimore seems to be the only team in the Lamar Jackson race at this point. Could that change after the draft? Yes. I know the Colts had said that they were looking into it, but then their owner came out and said that guaranteed contracts are not something he wants to participate in, and we know what Lamar is looking for, which is a guaranteed contract. So, you know, I don't think that there's anything that's going to come from New England and Lamar Jackson. I just think that the negotiations at this point are not in the best place, and we'll see if that changes, because just much like Aaron Rodgers, teams are trying to figure out what's happening here so they can continue to set up their rosters.
Diana Rossini, ESPN NFL reporter, joining us. It's Chris Carlin, Courtney Cronin, in for Greeny on ESPN Radio. It was interesting what we've heard from Robert Kraft here the last couple of weeks. He even last week hinted that Gerard Mayo may be the heir apparent to Bill Belichick. What are we making of all this stuff? Is it just setting it up and trying to add a little more pressure here to Bill to finally get back to the playoffs without Tom Brady?
There definitely seems to be a little bit of frustration there on a Robert Kraft, you know, talking with the media. He sounded very different than Belichick. I mean, they usually do. But they've always been lock and step. But this time it sounds like things are a little off. And it doesn't surprise you, because after what we saw, you know, under 500 performances two of the last three seasons, we saw how last year's, what Robert Kraft called an experiment, did not work out very well. In fact, I think we called it, and what do we know, guys, right? We all said it last summer, like, how is this going to work? And it didn't work. Mike Reese was just on Get Up with us talking about Mac Jones being in the building every day, staying in New England during this off season, trying to get better, and has really gotten the attention of people in that organization. But that organization still needs to sort some stuff out, right? And I don't think Bill O'Brien is coming in there to solve all the problems. Do I think it helps? I do, actually. But in terms of Bill Belichick's time in New England, I don't think he's in terrible danger. I definitely think there's a little bit of, like, nudging, a little bit of a wink of, like, we got to get better, because we you don't need to even be a football fan to recognize now that the shine of those Patriot championships are starting to dwindle.
The more they lose, the more people start digging. And, of course, we find out through some reports that Bill Belichick wasn't happy, allegedly, last season when Mac Jones, when things weren't going well, had sought some outside counsel about how to handle the situation between himself, Bill Belichick, the swapping of quarterbacks, and the rotating cast of offensive coordinators that led to his demise last year. But how real is that divide that may exist between Belichick and Mac Jones?
So, first of all, when you go to the perspective of Mac Jones, you have to feel for him a little bit. I mean, here's somebody who's trying to navigate what has to be a really difficult situation, an organization that is notorious for doing things their way and only their way, and keeping it that way and having success doing it. Anytime you talk to anyone that was part of that successful time in New England, it's hard to convince them there's other ways to do it. It doesn't matter who you're talking to. Even those that aren't proud, or not that they're not proud to be part of New England, but have kind of moved on and moved past their connections to New England, they'll be the first to tell you, yeah, the place isn't perfect, but that formula works. So in terms of moving forward, if Robert Kraft is speaking the truth, which is they're happy with Mac, they want Mac, and Bill Belichick brings in Bill O'Brien to help improve it, I think it's probably one of those relationships that can grow. And we know if he's having success, if Mac Jones is there every day the way Mike Reese reported, and he's already starting to show perhaps maybe something Bill was looking for, how could they not get off to the right step? It seems like everyone is trying to do the right thing here to have some success this season compared to what we saw last year, just which we all know was pretty ugly.
Diana Rossini, ESPN NFL insider. Okay, because we're contractually obligated, what's the latest with Aaron Rodgers and the Jets?
Can we get a sponsored segment now? Can we, like, sponsor this whole thing? Just, I guess, State Farm, right? Throw a couple dollars.
Or ayahuasca.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, perhaps. I don't know. Aaron's got my number. Yeah. So, look, I have nothing new to report, nothing major. Both sides still talking. There's some language in the contract that they're still trying to sort out. The Jets having concern that, you know, if Aaron only plays 1 year, they don't want to have to give up that much compensation. So I was told that the Packers are trying to make this work before the draft. They're trying to get this done because we know that they're going to want some of those Jets pieces, or excuse me, some of those draft picks from the Jets to begin building around Jordan Love in Green Bay now as their starting quarterback. So do I think this happens, you know, before the draft? I think this is going to get done. I do. But from for right now, it seems everyone's kind of locked into what they want, and that's not agreeing to this just yet.
Greeny doesn't seem thrilled with the idea that this won't happen, and we saw him on Get Up throw a conniption the other day with the idea that was floated out there that the Jets could potentially draft a quarterback this year. What do you think of the notion that's out there that set him into a tailspin about Hendon Hooker being that insurance policy at quarterback? Is that an overdraft if they go at 13 to get him?
There are some days where I want to be at work, and I wanted to be on that set with Greeny because I love watching that man lose his mind. And you know, this is somebody who texts me daily if there's any updates on Aaron Rodgers. Like, I'm a personal insider. I don't do that. I don't understand. No one's paying me extra money to work for Greeny.
Greeny's becoming Benjamin Button here. He's becoming an infant when it comes to this stuff now.
He's out of his mind about this. And for everyone's just overall mental health here that works with alongside him all year round, you know, I hope this happens. But I understand. Look, there's no hard reporting right now that has come out from the ESPN side that said that the Jets are looking into a quarterback. In fact, from what I can gather from my conversations, the plans that they have would be not the draft. It would be outside the draft. It would be another team's quarterback or perhaps backup quarterback to be the fill-in. It's hard for me to even take that seriously because I don't believe that's part of their plan. That's not something they're looking to do. So could they take a quarterback at some point in the draft? Yes. Do I think it's going to be with their top pick? No.
All right. We haven't done it in a few weeks. You ready for a little Dear Diana?
I am, actually. It's a very beautiful day here in the New York area. It's 80 degrees. I'm in a good mood, so let's go.
She's our life coach.
Dear Diana.
She's your life coach.
I think she should go with her initial instinct, which is, I'm going to avoid this. Hop on Bumble. Go find some other love somewhere else.
It's time for Dear Diana with our life coach, Diana Rossini. Tweet your questions using the hashtag Dear Diana.
I'm ready to go.
All right, I'm going to start this one personally. I have been married much longer than you have, yet I have a conundrum, and I want to get your take on this. Personally, Dear Diana, I have zero, and I mean zero interest in landscaping. None whatsoever. I will make the equivalent of a mortgage payment to avoid it. My wife absolutely loves it, and when she's out there doing it, I can't help but feel guilty. Am I wrong for feeling guilty in this spot when she continually tells me, hey, it's good. I love doing this.
She loves it to a point.
Yeah.
That's what's going on here. So I'm sure she loves this spring cleanup right now, you know, the quick little raking. But once it gets to, you know, a Wednesday night in the Northeast where it's 90 degrees and the humidity is unbearable and she has to go out there to cut the lawn, and you're going to be sitting from your living room looking out the window?
Well, to be clear, she's not cutting the lawn. That would be a line I would not cross. But like mulch, she lives in the mulch, loves the mulch, can't get enough of the mulch.
This is a woman that likes to get her hands dirty. This should make you love her even more. I think what you do, I think at some point over the next month or so, for absolutely no reason at all, you bring home a bouquet of flowers, and all you say in the note, you leave it on the table. Thank you for making not only our house beautiful on the inside, but on the outside. And I love you for that. And I think she'd just appreciate that you see the effort that she's making. Because we both know, Chris, you're also being cheap. That's why you're not getting
landscaping.
No. Landscaping is expensive.
No, it is expensive.
So I get what you're doing.
Hey, I lay out the money to get the lawn cut. I'll do anything to avoid it myself. I am not being cheap. I am not being cheap.
Which,
I stand by that.
As a new homeowner, I've just discovered the price of landscape. So it's why I'm able to weigh in on this very, very comfortably. Which we bought our home from the previous owner was the president of the garden club in our town.
Oh,
so you
God.
Can imagine what our backyard looks like. It is gorgeous, and I feel the pressure now in the neighborhood to keep up with it. So I'm not going out there. I don't have time. I have to, you know, I'll lose my phone. Who knows what I'll do out there. But yes, I just wrote a very large check recently to take care of it. So the fact that your wife has the effort, the energy, and even just that care, that TLC for your home to go out there and do it herself, dropping bags of mulch, so much credit to her. She deserves flowers and definitely a nice dinner.
Courtney. You guys are both making me glad that I live in a high rise and chose not to deal with any of the ancillary stuff with my building. Very happy that my HOA covers all of that. Speaking of your home, I know that you tweeted on Sunday that if you want to test the love that your significant other has for you, ask them to hang or mount pictures. And I assume this was after the kids went to sleep, you're in the process of winding down, but this is a Sunday night activity for you. How did that go?
Okay, so first of all, the 76ers were on, which is my husband's favorite basketball team. So the game, I know he wants to watch it. The children, my two sons, go to bed. They have a bulletin board, or at least we have a bulletin board, where we hang their little artwork from their daycare. And it's all not very good artwork, but I want to keep it. So I wanted to just hang the bulletin board. Let me tell you, my husband is the son of a plumber. His uncles are all plumbers. His brothers are all blue-collar guys. He made a hole in our wall that now my father has to come over and redo because the hole is that big. He destroyed it. And at the moment, I really wanted to tweet more about that. The fact that not only did I ask my husband to mount a bulletin board, but he destroyed my kitchen wall. Brand new home, by the way, or at least brand new walls in the kitchen. And the thing is, he's pretty good with that stuff. But at this point, here's the best part about it. Soon as he made the hole, right, so he, like, drives the nail in, the whole thing kind of blows up, he looks at me, he goes, if you call your father and tell him this, I swear I'm moving out. Because he knows if anyone's going to give him a hard time, it's going to be my dad. So here's the moral of the story. Don't ask anyone to do something for you that A, you don't want to do at the wrong time. It's all about the timing. Right. So if you want someone to actually do something that you don't want to ask him at the right time. If I had asked him in the morning before the kids got up, he probably would have been like, sure, I'll do it. Or as soon as he got back from the gym, the endorphins are kicking in. Then it probably would have been done and done the right way. But because he wanted to watch the game and the last thing he wanted to do was hang up a bulletin board in my kitchen on a Sunday night when he's got a full week of work, I was asking for it. So that is probably the headline of this week's advice is it's all about the timing of when you ask for favors.
Outstanding stuff as usual, Diana. We'll talk next week.
Anyone know anyone that can fix my wall?
Drywall? Good luck. You're on your own. At least you know he didn't tank it, because that's a move, too, that you could tank it, and hopefully you'll never be asked to do it again.
I mean, I don't think she's going to ask him to do it again. He just destroyed her wall.
Well, in my mind, then,
mission accomplished. Then outed him on national radio.
Yeah. Well, that's a great thing.
Hope her father's not listening right now.
She will take anybody out at any point. It is Courtney Cronin, Chris Carlin in for Greeny on ESPN Radio and on the ESPN app. Why dragons are the biggest reason UConn won the championship.
Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code FIRSTTAKE and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to gamble responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. This U.S. promotional offer not available in D.C., Mississippi, North Carolina, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in the U.S. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369 for New York. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP in Arizona. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. For West Virginia, visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. First bet offer for new customers only. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to jetspizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
Greeny, the podcast.
Who knew a pair of underwear won the national championship for UConn? Chris Carlin, Courtney Cronin, in for Greeny on ESPN Radio and on the ESPN app, presented by Progressive Insurance. Progressive Commercial Insurance flexes to fit your business's needs, from quick repairs to adjustable coverages and even payment options. Progressive Commercial makes it easy to get what you need. Quote today in as little as 6 minutes at progressivecommercial.com. Apparently, Dan Hurley, UConn men's basketball coach, of course, they just won the championship the other night, had a superstition, and it involved his lucky underwear. Here he is the other day describing on SportsCenter the situation that he found himself in.
Yeah, no, a lot of questions about the MeUndy situation with the Dragons. Listen, I got people to, you got to understand, the Dragons are not undefeated. They just went into the NCAA tournament with the best overall record. And they were going up against the Sharks and the Wolves underwear. So I had one of our GAs just go back and just put together the wins and losses. And then obviously I rode the hot hand in the tournament.
Okay, so to be clear, he had like a bunch of different pairs of MeUndies, and one of them had Dragons on it, one of them had Sharks on it, and he had a grad assistant go back and keep track of when he wore what underwear during the season and what each set of underwear's record was, and then he wore that set, the one with the best record, the one with the Dragons, for the NCAA tournament. Now here's what's even more interesting to me. Chris Russo, the Mad Dog, his son Timmy is a grad assistant on UConn's staff. And I'm wondering if he is the one that was tasked with this, having to go back and find out the record of the head coach's underwear.
Those GAs don't get paid enough to do this. But you know, this story actually gets weirder. The New York Post had an article about this. They actually like took a picture of what this pair of underwear was. If you need the visual, it's red, black stripe around the waistband, green, red, yellow Dragons. It's just a little weird to know that that's what he was wearing underneath his suits. But apparently, he traveled with a portable washing machine during the season to make sure these boxers were ready for every game. And his wife, Andrea, I guess they interviewed her too. She's the one who dried them out of the portable washer, because you can't bring a portable dryer with you. That's where we draw the line, Chris. She dried these things with a hair dryer so he'd be able to have them for every game.
All right, look. I mean, this is not superstition. This is a disorder. Let's be clear about that. As somebody with many disorders, that's a disorder. There is no doubt. First of all, what the hell does a portable washer look like, and how big is it?
That's what I'm wondering. Like, why wouldn't you just wash them in the sink? You can bring laundry detergent with you if you really have to, and then you can hand wash them in there. Or you can dry them with the hair dryer at the Marriott that you're staying with. I have a little story on this. I'll make it quick. When I was covering the College World Series in 2013, when Mississippi State went out to Omaha, we didn't have, I had no idea how long they were going to be out there. And fortunately, the motel we were staying at, which was halfway to Lincoln, allowed us to use the industrial washers to wash our clothes because we did not bring enough. I don't know why he couldn't do that at the hotel instead of having his wife hand dry these things.
But I can't even imagine that, like, all right, you've got the GAs doing it. You've got your wife involved in all this.
Kind of weird for an intimate piece of clothing. Like, I don't want a lot of people knowing about what I'm wearing.
No, I agree.
And it's weird.
Do you have any superstitions at all?
No, Not for sports. I mean, I need to have coffee and water to make sure that I'm hydrated on game days and locked in, ready to go. But that's it.
Do you have any superstitions for anything in life?
Not many.
Yeah.
I'm kind of a cynic. I'm just like you. That's why we pair so well.
I don't know if I'm a cynic. I like to think I'm a glass half full guy, even though that's complete crap, and we both know it. Speaking of which, glass ain't half full for the Lakers.
Thanks for listening to Greeny the podcast. You can listen live each weekday morning at 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio. Or watch the show through the Watch tab on the ESPN app. Also catch Greeny on Get Up, weekday mornings at 8 on ESPN. And also available wherever you get your podcast.
Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.